Hi, how are you? And welcome to this quick get started quick session for how to build a daily practice with Bridget. Now, here's the thing. We're going to be going through 25 or 30 different lessons, right? But it takes time to do that. It takes time to do the work. It takes time to engage. All of that, it just takes time. And there's times when you just want to get started. So, in the next three lessons, I'll be going through briefly three different ways that you can take to just get started and do something. All right. We're going to be covering different types of breathings. We're going to be covering lighting a candle or similar, if you're not in a situation where you can light a candle. And then there's a surprise one at the third. All right. So, what I want you to do now, right? You probably have an image of what a daily spiritual practice is meant to be like. And I get it. I've been there. Seriously. It's tough, right? You see and hear a lot of different people talking about different things. You see and hear and even notice different practices around the place. And you're thinking, oh, that'd be so cool. If I can't do that, what's the point of doing anything? And why am I doing this? And why? And it all goes around in your head, right? Seriously? Been there, done that, got so many feckin' t-shirts. It's not funny, okay? Really and truly. But here's the thing. There's no one true way, right? What works for somebody else is not going to work for you, and vice versa. So what we're going to do over the next month is we're going to start off small. All right. And these three things that I'm going to show you, you're going to give them a go. And if they work, brilliant. You may stop there. That may be enough for now. You may try something else and think, you know something, I want to add that in every day, or I want to add that in once a month. Or, sorry, there's a shadow on my face and it's driving me cracked. It looks like my lipstick is going up and down here, but it's not because I've just checked it in the big screen. This is the joys of working with me. If you haven't been to a class with me before, this is all part of it, okay? So, yay, go us. Here's the thing, right? The reason I throw out so many ideas, the reason I throw out so many journaling ideas, the reason I give you so many options is so that you can work and build a spiritual practice with Bridget that suits you. Okay? There will be options that cost no resources. All right? Like literally, the first thing we're going to cover is a single breath. I'm not lying. A single breath. And I hate to break it to you, but you're breathing all the time. Like it's ridiculous how much we don't think about some of our bodily functions, but really, this is, it can still be used, right? So we're going to talk about a single breath, and then we're going to build up onto different types of breathing for when you have slightly more than 3 seconds flat. Okay, we're going to talk about candles. We're going to talk about your thoughts on spiritual practice. We're going to talk about how water can be part of it, how fire can be part of it. We're going to talk about making things special. We're going to talk about the ordinary, what we do every day, all that sort of thing. All right, so there is so much that we are going to talk about. And all you have to do is listen to the videos. They'll never be more than 10 minutes long. They're usually in or around the 5 minutes. All right. It's not, this isn't meant to be an intensive course in the sense of you will never do anything else during this course. Okay. This is meant to be like a daily spiritual practice should be. It fits into your life. You don't fit your life into it. Okay. So, with that all said, I'm so glad you're here. I'm really, really glad that you've signed up for this. And as we go through, all right, if you have any questions, please put them in the comments after the video. I will activate all of that. Don't worry. If you can't, you can contact me at orla@mybridgetsforge.com. And if you're really stuck, you can get me on Facebook. You can get me via email. You can post a comment on here. And that's, probably the only ways. You can also send telepathic messages, but I'm really shit at picking them up. I'm just going to put that out there, right? Even Bridget has to wallop me over the head with a hammer for those. Okay? So, honestly, you're going to be great. You're going to love this. It's going to work. You will find something that works for you. Okay? All right. Breach live, and I'll see you in a bit.